Blog Talk Radio.
Oh,
Good evening, my dear beloved brothers and sisters. Welcome to Advent El Thursday night. I just want to give God thanks and praise that He allows us here. And as we are small in number, the Lord said we are two or three gathered together doing the things concerning our Israel. He is in the midst, so I do know He is in the midst. So, my dear beloved brothers and sisters who join us, we welcome you, and we are so happy to have you on this line tonight. So, let us offer a word of prayer, and then we will go into our opening song, and also we will do our scripture passage. We are our opening song, will come whereby Sister Lynn. And our first scripture passage reading will come by Sister Cantinelli. So I'm going to offer a word of prayer now. My dear Father, we want to thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for your presence. I thank you for your love. I thank you for your mercies. I thank you, Lord, for those, Lord, who you allow to be on this line to come and to give you the praises. We want to thank you, Lord Jesus, for traveling mercy during the 7 days that, Lord, you have took us far on the sky. We did not know anything, Lord, because we did not have any road up there. But you have guided the plane, guard it, Lord. You watch over it, and we have a safe light, Lord. You took us, and you brought us back safely. So we want to thank you, Father. You are everything to us. We are asking you tonight to pour your Holy Spirit upon your children. Allow your children to see the need, dear Father, of you know, just telling you thanks for what you have done. And as we are here, dear Lord, in this time, actually amid of the power actually of God, 7:12, help us, Lord, that we will be mindful and to be will openly, Lord, to receive your Spirit. So, Holy Spirit, we ask you to fall afresh on us, we pray, in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you again, my dear beloved brothers and sisters. I'm going to open the line for our opening song. We welcome our dear sister, Sister Lynn, that she joined us, and she will be singing our opening song for us this evening. So, we are so grateful to have her on the line. 347-644, your line is open. We welcome you again on Advent Live.
Okay, thank you, Sister Powell. Good evening, everyone.
Amen.
It's a pleasure to be back with you.
Good evening, my dear beloved.
My song will be song 91, Jesus is Coming Again. Marvelous message we bring, glorious choral we sing, wonderful word of the King, Jesus is coming again, coming again, coming again. Maybe morning, maybe noon, maybe evening, and maybe soon. Oh, what a wonderful day it will be. Jesus is coming again. Forest and flower exclaim. Mountain and meadow the same. All earth, heaven proclaim. Jesus is coming again, coming again, coming again. Maybe morning, maybe noon, maybe evening, and maybe soon. Oh, what a wonderful day it will be. Jesus is coming again, standing before him at last, trial and trouble all past, crowned at his feet we will pass. Jesus is coming again, coming again, coming again. Maybe morning, maybe noon, maybe evening, and maybe soon. Oh, what a wonderful day it will be. Jesus is
thank you.
Amen. 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 Praise God. Want to thank God, Sister Lynn, that he used you to sing this song. Jesus is coming again. My dear brothers and sisters, this song is reminding us that our dear sister just presented a while ago, that Jesus is coming again. We saw the signs of the time, and it is telling us how near we are. We are not setting any date, but Jesus is coming. He said, oh, what a wonderful day that will be, our brothers and sisters on this line, those who are on the internet listening. It's going to be a wonderful day when we look in the skies and we saw Jesus. His foot won't be touching the earth. He will be in the sky. So when they say to us that he is in New York City, we know that is a lie. He is in Albany. We know that is a lie. In Queens, we know that is in a lie. It is a lie because Jesus is coming, and he said the whole world, every eye shall behold him. So let us, my dear brothers and sisters on this line, look forward coming of Jesus. Thank you, my dear beloved, for that wonderful song. Yeah, you know, it was well accepted, and we are ready and prepared to meet him when he comes. Yes, my dear, thanks again for that song. And our scripture passage is taken from Genesis 1:29-30, and I'm going to open the line for my dear sister to read the scripture passage. We are all in this thing together, working together and trying to do, you know, what the Lord wants us to do, his word, in his word. And as this evening is Health Reform Thursday, you know, we are going to ask the Lord to help us, that whatsoever we heard here on the line and even heard a long time ago, that we will be obedient to follow it. And I'm praying and asking my brothers and sisters, let us pray that our brothers and sisters will join us on time. Our line is open for 7 o'clock and supposed to be finished 8 o'clock. And we are asking our brothers and sisters, you know, we know some people may come on a little late, but, you know, let us try to really adapt the style or the time. Let us be conscious of our time. We are here on the line that we come on time and that we can go over on time, because everything is being recorded in the heaven of the things that we have done. 518-482, your line is open. Can you read the scripture for a scripture passage at Elders the night for us? Genesis 1:29-30. And I will read John and go to it and then open.
Thank you, Sister Paula. Heavenly Father, as we are about to open your word, we invite your presence with us once more, asking you to open our eyes that we might behold the wondrous things out of your word. Bless us now, Lord, as we open your word to read. May your word be a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Genesis 1, and God said, behold, I have given you every herb bearing seed, which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree in which is the fruit of a tree yielding seed. To you it shall be for meat, and to every beast of the earth, and to every fowl of the air, and to everything that creepeth upon the earth, wherein there is life, I have given every green herb for meat, and it was so. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you, my dear beloved sister Concinelli, for that reading. God gave us every herb for meat and for our food. Thank you for your reading. So the second scripture passage is taken from 3 John 1-4, and I'm going to open the line for 225-337. Your line is open. The reading of the second scripture that we go to tonight, as so we're supposed to be, and feeding on God's word. Let us go into the word of God.
Amen. Amen. 3 John 1-4. The elder.
3 John. 3 John.
Chapter 1-4. Beloved.
Yes,
3 John. Above all things. Yes. I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as old prosper. For I rejoiced greatly when the brethren came and testified of the truth that is in thee. Even as thy walk is in truth, I have no greater joy than to hear that that my children walk in truth. Amen.
Amen. Amen. You see, oh God, what God said to us, beloved, I wish above all things that thou may prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. For I have no greater joy when my brethren came to testify of the truth. What is the truth, my dear beloved brothers and sisters? Underlining, I will just ask, as we have read it, we want to know what is the truth that God wants us to prosper in. And what is the truth that we know we're supposed to go and present? Sister Leola, can you tell us some of the truth? What is the truth that we as a people, God have given us to, the message to carry out the truth? What is the truth, some of the truth that we have to share with others?
Amen. God wants us to follow his health message. The word says, God gave his prescription for a living, and that is the nutrition, exercise, water, sunlight, temperance, air, rest, and trusting in God. Amen.
Okay. Amen. Praise God. Anyone else would want to tell us what are some of the truth that God wants us? I'm going to open the line for 347-622. What are some of the things that the Lord wants us to go out and share at this time for the truth that we have a message and a gospel to proclaim? And if we're going out there to witness, what are some of the truth that we, Sister Leola, care about the health message and some of the benefits of, you know, the things that we use? What is the truth? 347-622, because God wants us to be well equipped that we can go how to present the truth. What are some of the truths? 347-622.
Some of the truths are the three angels' message, and we should let them know that Babylon is fallen, and we should, people of God should separate themselves from the world. And we also could remind many of our people inside the church don't know about the sanctuary message, so we could study together and review and know. Hello?
I said you're preaching.
Okay.
Amen.
Yeah,
right?
So,
yeah. Okay. All right, Sister Lynn point out Sister Lynn and also Sister Leola point out some. And, you know, it's a joy and a pleasure when we know the truth. Sister Lynn, the everlasting gospel, right? The three angel message. Babylon is falling. That's a part of the message. And also the great thing that people out there do not know about, the sanctuary message. What is the sanctuary message? Who is in the sanctuary? Where is the sanctuary? So I'm so grateful tonight to know that we as a people know the truth. I'm going to open the line because still there is another other one that we want to know if what we can be well equipped, right? So I'm going to open the line to get some more feedback. What is the truth that God's people are supposed to go tonight? Help message. 518-482, can you give us even one topic of the truth that we as a people have to go? Just one, because we want everybody to get themselves well equipped and well informed of what we are, our message, what we're supposed to be doing. 518-482, what are some of the truths that God's people are supposed to go out and present at this time?
The Advent message in this generation.
The what?
The Advent message in this generation, to all the world, in this generation.
Okay, all right. The Advent
the coming
message.
Of the Lord.
That is the Advent message. All right, I hear something, right? The coming of the Lord.
The Lord.
Right, that is one. And one more I am waiting to hear, yes? The Advent message, this message, the Advent message supposed to be going out, and I want to hear one more. So I'm going to ask, what are the truths, my dear beloved? We are getting some feedback here because we are all in this thing to learn for the message that we have to carry out for this time. So I'm going to open this line, 272-770. Your line is open. We have a gospel message to carry to the world. We have heard already the name that was said already. We don't want it to repeat. Those are some of the things that we know that we have to go out to preach. The truth, to present the truth to God's people. Can you just one chapter.
Amen. Thank you for opening my line. Sister Powell, God bless you. I miss you very much. And this is Taimiko from Pennsylvania. I'm not sure if anyone mentioned the state of the dead.
Praise God. That was what I was definitely, you know, that is what I was definitely waiting for. That was the one.
Amen.
The state of the dead. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Right?
Praise the Lord.
Right?
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise God. So we as a people have the message, my dear, the health reform matters going to bring out a lot of things that we are supposed. The second coming of the Lord, that we know the second coming of the Lord, that is one in the truth, the everlasting gospel, right? and also Babylon is falling. The sanctuary, what Jesus is doing in the sanctuary now. Just ask who want to continue what Jesus, I'm going to open every line, Brother Eli, line, what Jesus is doing in the sanctuary. Your line is open. Just one topic, what Jesus is doing in the heavenly sanctuary. As
He's coming soon, Sister Power. Jesus coming soon, and he's able to do all things, Sister Power. And Sister Power, we're sorry for your loss, my dear sister.
I know, Brother Eli, and thank you guys for praying. God has brought me back safely. God is good. So thank God for you guys. While I was driving, you guys were praying. While I was in the air, you guys were praying, and we felt it, and we know that we were loved and missed, and everything went on good, Brother Eli and our brothers. So thank you all for prayer, okay? Yes, brother. So God is so good. He is so great. We had pointed out some of the truth, right? But in the heavenly sanctuary, I will just comment on the in the heavenly sanctuary, we know that Jesus is there, right? And what he is doing there, he investigated judgment, and we know that he is there from 1844 till now, and he is investigating the dead, the state of the dead, after those who died. You know, that was the first chapter of the book. So we know from 1844 that Jesus is what he is doing there. And brothers and sisters, we have a message. Every one of us on this line, we have a message to go there. So when we are it, this is the message for present truth, and this is the present truth message that we support. So if we are in a church, my dear brothers and sisters, and we are not hearing that Jesus is coming soon, if we are not hearing that today we have to go out and present the everlasting gospel, what is the three angel message, if we are not hearing the health message, that God gave us a health message in both in Genesis, and also in 3 John, and also in Revelation 22, and all in the Bible, it have been shown. So God is so good. I'm so grateful to know that my sisters on the line and brothers are on the line is studying God's word, that we can come together and finish. So I'm going to open the line now as we going into some of the things that we use, just a teacher minute, brothers and sisters, make we use of, because by 8 o'clock we want a prayer, and we're going into prayer. So we just going to use up this time, that 8 o'clock, more than one prayer. So if we going to ask for prayer, brothers and sisters, so let us give a teacher minute, everyone, some of the things that we use, just a teacher minute, that we can use up the time wisely and everyone participate and share. You know, again, we welcome our dear sister Lynn is on the line. She had sung earlier for those who did not come, who came on late. You know, Jesus is coming soon. And what a wonderful day that will be when we all see Jesus. So my dear beloved brothers and sisters, let us really share, and we're going to open the line now for our teacher minute, just a teacher minute, brothers and sisters, and then we're going to go into prayer. Open this line, 225-337, your line is open. Some of the things that you use benefit, just, you know, benefit you and will help others on the line. Your line is open. 225-337, your line is open.
Yes, this is Sister Leola. Yes.
And at the same time, you can just... wait, Sister Leola, after you finish that, you can just put your prayer request that we just, you know, then we can go in prayer.
Yes. The greatest work, the truth, is going out to preach the gospel. Each and every one of us should have a ministry, the ministry to go out and share the gospel. So that is one of the most important, because what did our Savior do? He went out and he ministered to others while he fed them, while he healed them. He did all these great things. Even he talked to some that thought they wasn't part of him, and they went run back to tell the story about him. So the ministry, going out witnessing to brothers and sisters, that is one of the greatest things, one of the truths that we're not practicing. Not everybody practicing that, bringing the gospel to the world. So I just want to say that, Sister Power, and I'm going to offer prayer.
Amen.
Yes. I'm going to offer a prayer, and I want to, I'm going to just ask
sister,
a prayer.
Sister Leola, can you just give your prayer list, and then we're going in prayer. One prayer, eight. And then everyone who wants to pray, short, we're doing it. So we don't want the prayer, the person talk and pray. We're just going to, follow the, by the grace of God. That I give a person a chance that they can pray instead. And then after we have that prayer, we come into the sermon message. You understand? Give everyone a chance.
Okay, I got you.
That's
right. So you
can hear a prayer.
So my prayer request is for the prayer line. As we are here on the prayer line having teaching moments and having a learning experience, because what someone else share, I may not have thought about it. And what I share, someone else may not think. But I just want to thank the Lord for the prayer line. Also, we want to lift up my son Jarvis in prayer. My granddaughter Amari, she had to go out of state do a class intern or something like that. So keep her in prayer, because she's out of state in California. So please keep her in prayer, because so many things is going on. And also pray for my grandchildren Jarvis and Shala, and keep Sister Nicole in prayer, the teachers. The teachers are having a tough time in these schools, so keep them in prayer. Pray for Brother Ray and I, and especially keep me in prayer, because I'm waiting on the Lord to bless me with a car. So that's my prayer, Sister Power, and I'm just thanking God for you being back home. Amen?
And amen. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, my dear sister. Listen, so your request is for us, the everlasting gospel, to go out, because that is what the Lord will share. Everlasting gospel is going out on the move, on the run, right? So I'm just opening the line for just the teacher tip, what we do to help Bill, as we have read, what we do to help Bill. Just a teacher minute with these remedies that we use to build our immune system. And at the same time, just our prayer request, 272, that we have just a few chance to go in prayer, 272, 770, some of the things, just one or two things that we use to build our immune system and to share when we go out there and hear people, that we can tell some of the things we use.
Amen. Praise the Lord, my dear Sister Powell. Thank you for opening my line. I share with everyone today. I had an appointment today, and I went out, and I played 15 Steps to Christ, and everyone was so responsive, very thankful, very grateful to get a gift from me. I said, yes, this is a gift from me to you, that Jesus in me loves you. Please read it so you can draw closer to God, because we are in the last days. And we need to get closer to God, because Jesus is coming soon. And also, I share also with my daughter to stay healthy, to use the garlic. So fresh garlic, lemons, fresh garlic, some ginger, and some cayenne pepper, and some onions. And you make a wonderful tea with that. You can even put cloves in it. And it really it boosts your immune system to keep you strong and healthy. And you can even peel the garlic and cut it up and put it in your water. And then you'll have garlic water. And I also wash off the lemon and slice it and put fresh lemons in my water. And it helps to really keep me healthy.
Amen.
And gives you energy. Amen. So I just wanted to share that with you.
Amen.
And I thank you so much. I would like to lift up the prayer line in prayer and my children and my grandchildren.
No, we will be praying.
Amen.
With prayer.
Thank you.
We will offer some prayer when we're going into prayer. After with the prayer line, we're going to ask everyone that we have a little short prayer before we go into the message or general prayer. Okay?
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Okay. Okay, thank you, my dear sister, for sharing some of the tips. Who is another line? We want everybody to interact tonight, right? It may be a little different. 347-622-52. Can you tell some of the things that you use? You gave me a good testimony. What happened? If you want to just share one of the things that help you, that you feel your immune system is more strengthened, can you just share one item, one thing?
Okay. Are you hearing me? Am I being heard?
Yeah.
Hello?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Hello, we are here.
Yes. Yes. Well, God directed me to go on a prayer line in mid-February. And I was just on time to get the second half of the 40 days of prayer and fasting. First 20 was I was absent. The last 20 days I started, and out of the 20 I did 10 days because I didn't want to lose any more weight, so I just stopped after 10 days. But it was very beneficial because the fasting was like a cleansing. It cleansed the blood and it was very helpful for my stomach. So that is what I did. It depends on how you can manage the fasting. If you can miss one, you only take one meal, or if you can't, you take two meals. But you skip one. At least one meal. So I skipped my lunch. I had breakfast. I had light breakfast of fruits and a little cereal, and then I wouldn't have any lunch. And then I would, in the 4 o'clock, I would have something light supper, because, you know, we have to take our medicine or something, you know, for your health. So you can't take a medicine and be empty. So we have to take something. And then we would tell how we would feel, how we are feeling. And then they would tell us how to do and what we should be doing wrong and how we should, you know, correct it. So it was very, thank God, I got healing. I'm not in any more distress anymore, thank God.
Amen, 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 amen. Thank you, my dear sister, for sharing some of the tip that will help our people. You know, our brothers and sisters. Thank you, Sister Lynn. Sister Lynn testimony and testify that it is good for us to fast. And that is a blessing that we can do fasting. And we are so grateful to know that, you know, this line, you know, come it's days and days and days. And here and months we have been doing fasting, day fasting, you know, without meal, and then God had carried us through, and we all feel better. So we are encouraging, as Sister Lynn said, encouraging our sisters and our brother this health perform Thursday night. Let us continue. Let us start, if we never start to do fasting, to help our own system, that we will be changed with things that we used to take in, the amount of food that we used to, and, you know, let us continue to do that. So God is so good. God is so great. I'm going to open this line now, my dear brothers and sisters. We're going in prayer just a few minutes, but I would like my brothers and sisters to share. Welcome again. I know some of us start late, but we welcome you on this line. God is so good. 423-6-35, your line is open. Your line is open.
Amen. Good evening. Thank you for opening up my line, Sister Powell.
Good evening. This is
Amen.
Sister Carla. Calling from Tennessee. I'm sorry. I'm a little out of breath. I was bringing out some of the, bringing in some of the stuff from the garden, trying to get all the that was left out in and all the equipment and stuff. So I just thank the Lord because there's a time for everything under the sun, you know. So I ask the Lord to help us to be balanced in all things, you know, and do all things for his glory. So I'm just thanking the Lord for his goodness and his love for each and every one of us. And I thank the Lord yesterday. I was out with a sister, and we went to, we were driving, and we saw this pantry area where they were giving food away at the church. So we did stop in, and the Lord blessed us. Many of the stuff we couldn't use, you know, we have to give it to the other people. But it was interesting because I asked one of the lady that was there, she was handing out something. I said, oh, are you the pastor's wife? She said, no, but me and my husband is going to be a pastor. I was like, wow, because, of course, you know, I don't believe in women pastors. But she looked at us. I had something over my head. I was covering my head and stuff. She said, what denomination are you? And usually people don't ask, I don't know. I don't know. We usually, it all depends, but it was the way she acts because she know that we wasn't Sunday keeper. And I told her that, you know, I keep the Sabbath. You know, I believe in the Lord day of rest. So I just thank the Lord for witnessing even in that little aspect and also for witnessing at work. And God is truly good. And for health and strength, as I just caught on the end part, the sister was talking about fasting and praying, and just yesterday I was fasting and praying for a sister, and I just thank the Lord for keeping me because usually, you know, when I fast and pray, I'm not just sitting and reading. I'm working like some strenuous work or outside, you know, or doing two or three jobs or driving, which can take a toll, but I just thank the Lord for his faithfulness and, you know, it remind me of how Jesus fasted for 40 days and 40 nights, but he gave us the power not, you know, to, you know, of course we can't fast for 40 days and 40 nights without eating food, but, you know, there's a prayer, there's a part in somewhere in Spirit of Prophecy tell us the true fast and how to afflict our soul, how to turn to God. I just thank the Lord for his faithfulness. I thank him for the raw food diet that, you know, I've been doing and try to do it more on the Sabbath and do it more and more. So I just thank the Lord again for his faithfulness and all my brothers and sisters. Thank you, Sister Powell, for opening my line.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Sister Carla, for sharing, participating, and, you know, thanking God for his goodness. And you were doing the health message. You were in the garden pulling out the weeds. And even though, you know, you have to work, you're still doing your homework, your housework, your yard work, and you are in doing fasting and taking care of those. We just pray that God will give you the strength that you will continue. Yes, my dear beloved brothers and sisters, we get everybody actually involved. We have a few names here that we're going, and then we're going in prayer 8 o'clock, going in prayer, and we're going to pray, brothers and sisters, because if there is no other time we need to pray, need prayer, it's now. So open our line for our dear sister. We know she has been waiting. And, brother, we are so grateful to have her, our sister, on the line. 985-232-36. Our line is open. Can you really give your praise and share, tell your name, where you're coming from? You know, that is good. Welcome again on the line.
Good evening, sisters and brothers. This is Sister Brenda calling from Houma, Louisiana. Thank you, Sister Powell, for opening my line, and welcome back, Mother. I would like to read a prayer for us. Lord, help us consider our ways and to ponder the path of our feet. give us a clear vision of what we should do and where should we go. And then keep us focused on doing your will, not distracted by the all of the world. The world vanity fair offers the pleasure of sin for a season, but lies in the heart of the city of distraction. Let us see the pleasure of God instead of hunger and thirst after his righteousness. Amen. Oh, wonderful, wonderful world of God. Don't go wrong. And I tell you, this is all lines up. And we just thank him for his good words, because we always have something to go on. And I just ask for prayer for it being like prayer line, all our mission members and those on the line, all our family on the line that just worship and stay worship, those that not can't get on. And we just want to pray for the sick, the homeless, all those that's not able to come on in the hospital, wherever they may be. Just want to keep all of them light ministries in God's hand. And thanks for the healing, the ministry of healing, because I write everything down. And thank God I'm living good off it, because I'm buying the mixed berries and a cranberry. They detoxing me. They're doing a wonderful job. And I'm doing the garlic, fresh garlic, lemon, and clover and all that. Oh, I just thank y'all for all the wonderful stuff God sent. And I'm passing it on. So I just thank that being light. And my family had been light, because I'm a family too. And I'm still growing. But God has been blessing me to catch myself and keep me. So I just thank God. I love y'all, and God loves y'all too. So I would be the only one, because Brother John went out with the baby and to calm her down. So I'm going to be the only one. Amen.
Okay. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Sister Brenda, for that wonderful praise report. You know, and also the prayer, you know, brothers and sisters, we have to be focused upon the word, not to be distracted, as our dear sister prayer. Focus upon God at this time. That is the work that God wants us to do. Now, my dear beloved, we're going to, so I'm going to open this line. You know we're going to have a wonderful time. This health message, as we said here, I was shown that one great cause of the existing deplorable state of things is that parents do not feel under obligation to bring up their children to conform to physical law. And we know we are guilty. You know, mothers love their children with an idolatrous love and indulge their appetite when they know it will injure their health and therefore bring upon themselves disease and unhappiness. The cruel kindness is manifested to a great extent in the present generation, and the desire of children are gratified at the expense of health and happy temper, because it is easy for the mother for the time being to gratify them than to withhold that from which they clamor. CD 1228, paragraph 1. Well, now, my dear beloved brothers and sisters, we will be going into prayer, and I'm going to open this line for a song in prayer, and our short, because I know she always bring a short health tip, you know, for the midnight, a short one, you know, and we are going to ask her to do the first prayer, and then we lead in prayer. And the next voice we will hear is the speaker. So I'm going to open this line for our prayer, for our short tip, short air tip, and a prayer.
518-482. Your line is open. Give your teacher a minute for the tip and also for the prime.
Heavenly Father, we shall be thankful that we can come to you this evening as a people waiting for your soon coming. We thank you for all these good remedies that you have given us, Lord. We have been hearing them time after time. And they are very simple, and we can all try them, and we know it would work. Without any much money, you don't have to spend, we don't have to spend a lot of money. So, Lord, we pray that you will help us, that we will use them. And this evening, I just want to talk about, I won't talk very long, because everybody has to give their part. I want to talk about, I like the circulation part, because circulation, everybody suffers from, many people suffer from circulation, circulatory problems. And that is very, very important. And we know that ginger, niacin, are two very good things that you could use to increase your circulatory problems, circulation in your body. And that is what we all have to use if you want to have a good circulation problem, and you could even have some of what it is. We could have some massages. Massages are very good, because I had one during this week, and I'm telling you, it was wonderful. And these are things that will help us to circulate our blood so that we can have good health. So remember that, what I said, ginger, niacin, and what is the other one? And the other one, I can't remember the other one right now. But those are two things that we can use to improve our circulation. Thank you, Sister Pablo, for opening my line right there.
Amen. 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 Praise God. Thank you, my dear sister. Well, my dear beloved brothers and sisters, we're going into prayer. I'm going to ask to lead out the prayer. Sister Carla is a little tired. I'm going to ask. Okay, we see some on here. 240-988, your line is open.
Howdy do, beloved. It is a blessing to be on the line and to hear all of those wonderful things that you're sharing. And you know what, Sister Consonelli, you always give me an encouraging word, because I am very, what is the word I'm looking for? In terms of the massage therapy, oh, it's good. It helps to pull the toxins out. It helps with those lymph nodes. So massage is a very good therapy for us as well. Thank you for sharing that message with the beloved, because sometimes we don't think that, you know, we call it pampering, and we don't think that we should go through that. But I'm telling you, it does a lot. And the doctors are also recommending, you know, when you have these integrative doctors and you know, doctors that are not too much on the conventional side, they will push for you to go to your chiropractor regularly, to go to the massage therapy regularly. So thank you so much for highlighting that on the line today, and all the many things that you have always bring with the, you know, the blood. We know that the life is in the blood, right? And so circulation is very important. I heard Sister Brenda sharing about all those wonderful things. Yes, that's what I'm having. I'm having the clove with the elderberry, and not only is it a good, it's good for your inside, good antioxidant, pull the you know, the free radical and detox you, but it's also a good aroma for your house, right? So, right? Have you ever enjoyed and really smell those aroma with the cloves and the elderberry mixing with your lemon? It is really a very good natural air freshener for you as well. And so I'm always blessed when I come on the line and hear the beloved, sharing and giving goodness to God. I thank God that today I went out, and I'm telling you, I was just like, God allowed me to be in the presence of individuals that they were ready for the Sabbath. God gave me the exact opportunity. You know, today I went to do, you know, every year you have, this is like my doctor that I go to for my physical. And so today I had the opportunity to go, and I was in, you know, on my way there, I was in the lift, and I'm telling you, just going in, I'm telling you, people are hungry. They want to hear what your God has done for you. Amen. It says, how can we have a light, a candle, and we lit it and hide it under the bushel? So I went in, and I was like, you know, God, you know, thank you, God, blessing, peace, and love. And he said, oh, my goodness, I love that. I love your encouragement. How are you today? I said, it could have been worse, but I'm going to praise God that he has blessed me with another day. And so in just saying that, having that conversation, sparked this man, and he was like, I thank you for that. He said, I receive it, and I needed to hear that. Amen. I mean, so we're just there to plant the seeds. And then when I was in my doctor's office, I went to the store too. I was proclaiming God. But when I went into my doctor's office, the lady that was there, the young girl, I've never seen her before. They had like a lot of new people. And she didn't even say good afternoon to me or anything like that. And she was like, she called me and she was like, do you have your car? Do you have your car? Just like that. And I said, God's blessing, peace, and love to you. Good afternoon. How are you doing? And she was like, oh, I'm doing fine. You know, another lady in there, you know, wanted to get some information. She needed to print out some documents. And she was like, what you want it for? And I said, oh, my goodness. Good. How are you doing? I said, you scared me. I mean, like I did something to you. And she started laughing, and she was like, I'm so sorry. I said, yeah, I thought you were about to fight me with the way how you respond. But you know what? I want to say God loves you, and I'm giving you God's blessing, peace, and love. And her whole demeanor changed. Power of God, the power of the words, that because I could have come back and said, who are you talking to like that? And let me tell you, beloved, I know some of y'all know me. I know my mother knows me, and some of y'all, the old me would have said, who are you talking to? But it just came out of my mouth. How are you? Are you okay? I said, you kind of scared me. The way you answered, like I was in trouble. She said, oh, no, I am so sorry. She just called me, and I was trying to figure out what she wants, you know, the information for. I said, no, it's for me. And she brought me in her office. I'm telling you, the woman brought me in her office. She sat me down. She printed a form, and she was like, I don't think that's what you want. She printed out another one. She took the time out to highlight and so that I can have all of the information that I needed. Look at God. If my attitude to her was vinegar, would I have gotten that treatment? Though she started out as vinegar, we show the love of Christ, and she was twinkling up an eye. Her demeanor, mm-hmm. her attitude changed. The same thing when I was coming, I got the opportunity again. I went into the store, and God, I haven't been into the store for a long time, praise God. But I went in, and I saw a little table type of thing that, you know, I needed something for my daughter to put, you know, to rest something on from in her room. And I went in, and I saw it, and I was like, you know what, this is not bad. I mean, it was made out of, like, you know, cast iron, you know, real iron, like, you know, and then it had a little wood top on it. I was like, you know, this is kind of cute. And it was on sale. It was marked down for, like, $32. And I was like, you know what, I'm not paying $32 for this. And I happened to go up to the register, and I said, you know what, there's a little gnat, because, you know, part of the board had a little crack. And I said, you know, is there any way I could get anything lower? This is in Marshall, okay? I said, is there anything you could, you know, is there anything else y'all could do, take something off, whatever. And she called the lady, and the lady was like, you know what, I'll take off $5, which is almost 20%. So I got it for like $28 thereabout or whatever. And I was like, okay, it was within my budget.
Amen.
And I just thank God for his blessings. I thank God for his grace. I thank God for just all of the wonderful things that he has done, where he can use us as vessels. Though we are dirt, God can use us. so that we can present his coming. And I talked to the woman. I want to share this, Sister Paula. I talked to two individuals about the Sabbath. And the lady was like, she said to me, I said, you know, yeah, you know, God, and God just set it up. He could not have set it up any perfect than that. And I happened to share, a lady came in and was saying that she was in the hospital. She had, you know, she was in surgery for like three days or something. She was saying she had her brain, they said, I guess, what you call it, a shunk, whatever that thing is that she had in her brain, and it would stop working, and she was having headaches, and she was vomiting, and she was like on the dying, on the bed of dying affliction. And they were, you know, she said she ended up calling an Uber. They took her to the hospital. They said when she got there, they couldn't, it was so bad, they had to fly her to Georgetown. You know, so they had the helicopter came and got her. And I was talking to this woman right there. And I said, you know what, you are a testimony. And, you know, I was just encouraging her. And she took off her hat. She said, this is the first time in over 3 to 4 weeks that I've actually showed anybody my head. And I said, you are beautiful. God has allowed this to happen to you so you can give testimony. You can give glory to him, because we know that is because. And the other old lady, she was saying, oh, you preach in there. And then she asked me where I go to church. And I said, you know, I told her, Capitol Hill, Seventh-day Adventist Church. And I said, sometimes I go up here, you know, Cam Spring, the light bearer, Seventh-day. And she said, Seventh-day Adventist? I said, yeah. You know, God said, and she started talking to me. She was like, yeah, that. I said, you know, God said, it. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. And she said, you are so right. And then she asked me, she said, well, do you have a card so that I can get the number? And so as soon as she said that, listen, I don't have a card for the church, but I was getting ready to write down the address for her. And they called me, and I thought I was going to come back out and see her, but I didn't see her. However, the seed was planted. She talked about the Sabbath day. She talked about Hebrew. So let me tell you, the seed, the harvest is ripe. And all we need to do, the Holy Spirit has gone before us and have paved the way. All we need to do is to plant the seed into others. And I did the same thing when I was coming back. I was able, he was playing a song. You know, I gave him, you know, bless God's blessing, peace and love. The second coming, he's fast approaching. And he said, I received that. And then the song he was playing was write it on my heart. And I said, this was my wedge now. This is the opening wedge. I said, isn't that something? God told us to write his 10 commandments on his heart. And he told us to remember the fourth commandment. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. And the man was like, oh, my goodness, you are preaching. And so I thank God for setting up those opportunities that I wasn't afraid. I was bold in, and I was able to allow the Holy Spirit to use me. And so I was in high. I mean, it was just a blessing for me, because the man was like, I thank you for that. So many things are going on. Thank you for encouraging me. You know, God is good. He's worthy to be praised. So thank you, Sister Powell. You know, I praise report for days. I just am thankful that God can use me, dirt, as I said, dirt, use me to be able to proclaim his glory, his second coming, and his goodness.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Brothers and sisters, we have to give praise. Tonight is a praise report. We heard all these praises that our sisters them have presented. Sister Stephanie was on the highway today with all that, especially the lady there who actually came in sick, and what God has done. And also the seed that was planted, brothers and sisters, from everyone. We know that God is pouring his blessings upon us, and I know he is rejoicing. So we saw what we started. God loved to hear when his children settled in the truth. And when we have the truth, we have to show it. So thank you, my dear sister, and every sister and brother here who on the line. We share that cheer tonight. We thank. And we're going to go in prayer that we can give the speaker the voice, you know, work off with our prayer, short prayer. Brothers and sisters, let us remember the list. Pray for us, Brother John and Sister Brenda, and also there are the children, the baby. So tonight, the babies, them, you know, tonight is Thursday night. And I also like, you know, to have a little song for the little baby. So I will sing just that one verse of the little song, and then I'm going to open the line for prayer. And we have two or three prayers for all these requests, and then we will go. The next voice we will hear is the speaker. So now I will just sing this little song. Jesus loved the little children, all the children of the world. Red and yellow, black and white, they are precious in his sight. Jesus loved the little children of the world. And this little song goes out for our children, Sister Brenda's children, my grandchildren, Sister Tamiko's children, and all the children that we have this little song. And just remember them. They are our precious jewels, and we are supposed to train them in the fear of God as mothers and as fathers and as grandmothers. Let us point them to the Lord. So we are going to open a line for dear sister with prayer. Want around three prayers, and then we will go three short prayers, and then we will go in prayer. 225-337, your line is open for the first prayer. No, the second prayer, our dear sister Continelli had prayed one. 225-337, your line is open. Can you check your phone if it is on mute? 225-337, your line is open. Okay. Maybe I will come back. Okay. All right. 423-635, your line is open. Can you lead us in the second prayer?
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let us pray, brothers and sisters. Kind and loving Father, we come before you, Lord, asking you to forgive us of our sins, our trespasses, Lord. Asking you, Lord, to cleanse us from all unrighteousness, Lord. Because without our sins being forgiven and without being cleansed, oh Lord, how can we pray to you, a holy God? How can you hear our prayer, oh Father? But I ask that you would cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Wash us so that we can be cleansed, be white as snow, Father. Lord, you know the desire of your children to serve you. You know the temptation that is before them. You know the trial that is before them. You know the fears, oh Father. You know the hearts of your people. But we ask that you will create in us a clean heart and renew a right spirit within us so that we can bring forth the gospel, the everlasting gospel with power, Lord. You have not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. So I pray that you will bless Sister Brenda and Brother John and Amarque. I pray that you will continue to help them and strengthen them so that they can help their children and their grandchildren and instill in them the love of God wherever they go. Thank you for Sister Stephanie, her testimony. Bless her, Lord. Strengthen her. Be with her, Lord, as you continue to teach her and guide her and lead her. I thank you for Sister Powell. What a wonderful, beautiful soul that you have brought among us, oh Lord. And she testified your goodness, your love, oh Lord, wherever she goes, oh Father. She's boldly for the gospel, and she loves you, Lord, and I thank you for her. I thank you for Sister Leola and her family. Continue to bless them. Continue to strengthen them and be with them, Brother O'Neill, Brother Richardson, Brother Udy, and each and every one of our brothers and sister, Brother Bernard, Brother Brian. Lord, I thank you, Brother Eli and his family, his mom, oh Lord, and his friends, oh Father, we bring before you. I thank you ever so much for Sister Continelli and her family. Continue to strengthen them. Continue to be with her sibling and those that she's ministering to. Sister Tymeka, oh Lord, thank you for her and her faithfulness to serve you and to meditate upon your word and to sing songs to glorify and praise you, O Lord, even myself, Lord. Please, Lord, forget me not in this little corner here in Tennessee, Lord. Please bless me, Lord. Please open up the window of heaven, O Father, that your blessings, we will not have room to receive it wherever we are, and that we will share it with each other, Lord. Share it with others that's less fortunate. Tell them the good news of your returning, Lord. And also the unspoken prayer requests, be with them in a smart way, Lord. Thank you for Sister Katie and her faithfulness. Bless her, her son Dominique, the children, and all also the young lady, Lord. May they make things aright, and may they do things as God will want them to do, and get married, oh, Father, and not continue to live in sin, Lord. We all have been there, Lord, but you have shown us the right way to do things, oh, Father. You has shown us, oh, Lord, in your word, what we should be doing at this time. Help us to be obedient, Lord. And again, bless us, protect us, and guide us. Keep us, oh, Father, from falling and present us faultless before your coming, because it is at the door. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Sister Carla, for that prayer. Pray for everyone. Heavenly Father, we come to give you thanks for everyone who joined. Thank you for the prayer from your dear sister that she has lifted up all these requests and names in the most holy sanctuary. Now, hide on this name, Sister Mary Valin, Lord, who joined us today and sang this wonderful song to remind us that Jesus is coming, and also share her blessings with the fasting that she had. We ask you to strengthen her and allow her, dear Lord, that she will continue, Lord, to give you the praise. And Lord, we ask you to pour your blessing upon the speaker as the speaker come before us tonight to present your word. Bless each heart, Lord, and fill us with your sweet Holy Spirit, we pray in Jesus' name with thanksgiving. Amen. Thank you again, my dear beloved. Now the next voice you will hear is the speaker. 240-988, your line has been open.
Amen, amen, and amen. It is such a blessing. I'm telling you, the prayer of the righteous availeth much. I didn't share with you all that. I was able to upload it. I don't remember if I shared with y'all. I was able to upload this to be one of my tasks, one of my work. I told you I'm taking these courses, and it's tough. But God has helped me in the midst of losing my work and all of that stuff. Can't remember what I wrote. Just blank. God has allowed me to be able to upload one of the first modular for this portion. And so I ask you to pray for me. The time is winding down. The clock is a ticking, as the kids would say. And I have, you know, one more to upload the first modular, and then I have 6 more modular to do. But it seems, you know, God is so good. And so it seems like the first one that I did was the most difficult. I shared this on the prayer line yesterday. The first one I did happened to be so much more difficult. Like, that's the first one. It's difficult. I didn't know. I don't like the classes, but I don't like their format, I should say. I like the classes, but I don't like the format that, you know, they have it in. And so I was able to do the first one, knock that out. The second one, I uploaded that. That seemed like that was not as difficult. God allowed me not to have so much it's not as difficult as the first one. And the third one that I'm working on, which, you know, I've almost finished that, so hopefully, prayerfully, I want you to pray for me, I can upload that by tomorrow, that module, and then knock the rest of the things out. And so I just thank God, you know, for him abiding with us, right? There's so many things that are going on. I know you see it, so many things. My mother shared with me an incident that happened. My sisters shared with me an incident that happened. My daughter came back and was sharing the incident, and one of the things she said to me is like, you know what, so many people are dying. I'm hearing so much things about death. Sister Paul, she shared with me the same thing you shared with about the young lady with the police officer who was drunk, and the police officer stopped her, pulled her over, and there was another call that came in, and he gave her a lie, and she took it as granted, right, and ran them over, you know. So all three individuals are now deceased. And I looked back and I said, it could have been any one of us. We don't know what tomorrow brings. And so, beloved, it behooves us to ensure that we're agonizing with God and we're living, allowing him to use us according to his will, as if to say today was our last day on earth. Amen? That is the charge. That is the charge that we have. What seed did you plant today? How were you
How did you demonstrate that you have a good master that that is in charge of your life? And so I meditated on that as she was talking to me about the same thing. She didn't hear the conversation my mother was talking to me about, but that struck her, and she shared this with me. These social media stuff is a detriment. It is an absolute detriment. They share everything. And that's what she said. She said, you know, these people share everything. My sister called me and told me about a young lady who she saw at her church on Sabbath. And the, she said, you know, the girl's beautiful young lady. She, I guess she's 37, but she looked very young, like she was 25. She had three kids. And it broke my heart when she told me, you know, she said, I guess it's the boyfriend or called the mother and told the mother that he was coming, he was on his way to come and kill her. And then he called his girlfriend and told her the same thing. And in the midst of things, you know, she was hurrying the kids and went outside. And I'm telling you, beloved, we got to pray. Where would we be but God? Because I know for me, I ain't finna come out of my house. I'm calling the police. I'm not, because I'm safer in my house. I don't know where anybody is. We don't know where the danger is lurking outside. And he came and came to the house. She was going in the car, saw her, and took her life in front of the three children. Beloved, I can say this to you. It is clear that the Holy Spirit is being withdrawn. I saw something else that came up on my phone. And this young man, he killed his mother and his sister. And in the courtroom, there was no remorse. He was arguing with the judge and saying, you know what, I want a mistrial. I want a mistrial because you were on your cell phone and you were distracted. And I don't think that you gave my case what the time that you should give. This is somebody who has been charged of killing their mother, that's my son knocking the door. I took his key earlier today. Killing their mother, killing their sibling, his sister, his own sister. Right? And he was mad at the judge because he was saying that the judge was not giving him the time. The judge was distracted. Beloved, can we see that God's, the Jesus second coming is fast approaching. The Son of God is nearer. His coming is nearer than we first believed. There's nothing that my mother could do to me that I would want to orchestrate to take her life. There's nothing, or when my siblings get on my nerves, that I would want to take her life. What would possess somebody to do that? The devil. He has come to kill, steal, and destroy. But I'm going to do something a little bit backwards. I know normally, because this is going to tie up with what I just said. The devil has come to do what? To kill, steal, and what? And what?
Destroy.
And destroy. And destroy. Because we know that the devil is a counterfeit, right? But here's what the Epistle of John says. The elder unto the well-beloved Gaius, whom I love in the truth. Right? We know that the devil is the what? The great what? The great deceiver. Right? He's the great deceiver. He is the ultimate liar. But what is the opposite here in the New Testament, the third epistle of John? The elder unto the well-beloved Gaius, whom I love in the truth. So the devil is the counterfeit. He's the deceiver. He's a liar. And the God of heaven that we serve is love, and he's the truth. Amen? And verse 2 says, What, Sister Powell? Beloved, I wish this is what God wants for us.
That thou may prosper
and
be in health even as thy soul prospereth. For
yes.
I rejoice greatly when the brethren came and testify of the truth that is in thee, even as thou walkest in the truth. For I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in the truth.
So we see the opposite. Right? We see the opposite. God wants us to walk in truth. He doesn't want to hit us by surprise. He wants us to be prepared. He wished above all things, while the enemy wished above all things that we're dead. The enemy wished above all things that we are being this, we stay in deceit, we stay in our sin, we don't get any correction, we don't get any reprovement, quote unquote. But God said to us, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. How beautiful is that? Right? So we have the deceiver, the devil, who has come to sift us as what? As wheat.
Wheat.
Right? Who has come to kill, to steal, and to destroy. But we have a Savior that says, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospering. We have a Savior that wants us to walk in the truth.
Mm-hmm.
God is so good. He is so great. He is worthy to be praise. Amen and amen. That's so good. Sister Paul, can you read the let's go back to the Old Testament. Can you read the Old Testament? Genesis 1, verse 29, and the last portion of 30.
Yes. We are in this message. We start out with it, and we are going in it again. Genesis 1:29, you know, that was our scripture passage this evening. Let us continue. And God said, behold, I have given you every herb-bearing seed which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree in the which is the fruit of the tree yielding seed. To you it shall be for meat. I have no greater joy. Sorry. I have given every green herb for meat, and it was so. Sorry. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister Powell. And you went over this eight doctors that make house call?
Yes, Sister Leola had placed it in our health message. We had changed in our health message. That is what we have. I can go again. Nutrition. Exercise,
yes.
Water,
yes.
Sunshine,
yes.
Temperance, air, rest, and trust in God.
Amen, 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 amen. And I'm going to add, I think Sister Paul probably could turn to it, Revelation 22. Can we get that? Did you do that as well?
No, we didn't. We were leaving this nice part. We got everybody was involved in our part in this message this evening. So we leave this last part in Revelation. Revelation 22. And he showed me a pure river of water, of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God. And the Lamb, in the midst of the street of it, and on the other side of the river, was there the tree of life, which bare 12 manner of fruit, and yielded her fruit every month, and the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. all these health tips that our sister presented and brother presented that is good for our immune system. This is what the Lord have told us in his word that we are supposed to be doing. Amen.
Amen and amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister Powell, for that. And we are now going to move into our lesson for today. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your goodness towards us, Lord. We thank you for allowing us, Lord, to be able to hear all of the great, wonderful things that you have done in the life of your beloved. Lord, we pray that those seeds that have been planted, the Holy Spirit will work on them to blossom them, Lord. And I pray that you will touch my lips with coal so that the message that is coming out is coming from your most holy place in the heavenly sanctuary. Heavenly Father, forgive me of anything that I've done that is not in with you, Lord. But I pray, Heavenly Father, that you will use me today as your vessel so that each and every person that is on this line will be agitated, their hearts will be stirred, and they will have that burning desire to become more like you. Help us, God, to cooperate with your will so that your will be done in our lives. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for hearing and answering. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen.
Amen.
And
amen.
Beloved,
I
would be... Okay, go ahead.
I do know that, Sister Stephanie, I do know that you're going to present the message, but we have a line here and maybe has some health report or some news report.
Oh, absolutely.
You would like to...
Absolutely.
Okay,
no
so
problem.
We're going to,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Okay, I after you present. I saw it lately, so I said I wouldn't leave without... 631, your line is open. I know you have a short report, a news report or something. You know, so we open.
Sister Paul, blessing good night, everyone, and Advent light, a blessing to be on the line. I'll let Sister Stephanie finish, and then after, I'll hear after.
Okay. Present. Okay, thank you. Thank you, Brother O'Neill. All right, 240, Brother O'Neill stated that let you finish it, and then after the end,
okay.
He will come.
No problem, not a problem at all. Can you all hear me? Thank you, Brother O'Neill. And I could hear you, Brother O'Neill, so I know that God is going to use you today. You had power in that voice. It was very powerful. And so I was certainly, yes, I know you have a word from God today for your people. And so I won't be long. I will go into, I am reading for general hygiene. I'm reading from, I should say. So this is the Ministry of Healing, and I'm reading from general hygiene. And I'm on page 268, and it's going to go through to about 274, all right? And I'm reading from general hygiene. Amen. I know, you know, I went to my doctor today, and I'm telling you, she didn't ask me before. She would ask me, have you gotten a job, and you need to get so-and-so and so-and-so. She didn't say that to me at all. I prayed. I said, God, don't let her come to me with that foolishness. And so she, you know, went through my stuff. I told her where, you know, what was going on, whatever. And I had to stop her. You know, I had to say, you know, I need you to listen to me because I'm not coming back to y'all till another year. She was like, well, what you mean? I said, don't y'all only see me a year? So you need to listen to what I'm saying to you, okay? And so her disposition was changed as well. And we had a good little visit. Amen. And so it says, general hygiene, it says, ye are the temple of God. There shall in no wise enter into it anything unclean. I'm going to read that again. Ye are the temple of God. There shall in no wise enter into it anything unclean. Isn't that powerful? We could just stop right there. We could say amen, amen, and amen. What are some of the things we are putting inside of our bodies that are not clean, that are not good for us? got to be careful. I was talking to Sister Paul earlier today, and we have to learn how to read labels. If you have some big words that you can't pronounce, we're not supposed to be eating them. We're not supposed to be eating it. And I remember from an early age, you know, my kids were trained how to read labels. Right? The same thing I said, if you know, if these words are too big and you can't pronounce it, don't be eating it. And my mother also instilled in us, you know, once she came into the light, instilled in us, read the labels. Sometimes a lot of things, beloved, they put on there and they say plant-based, but it has stuff in it that is so, that is artificial, and it's not good for our inside, right? And Sister Cantonelli shared that the life is in the blood, and so we have to be careful what we're putting inside of our temple. Why? Because if we have junk, Holy Spirit cannot reside in it. We will not be able to hear what the Lord is saying to us. We don't know when to go left, and we go right. Amen? All right. So it says, the knowledge that man is to be a temple for God, a habitation for the revealing of his glory, should be the highest incentive to the care and development of our physical powers. Fearfully and wonderfully has the Creator wrought in the human frame, and he bids us make it our study, understand its need, and act our part in persevering it from harm and defilement. I'm going to read this paragraph again. Repetition, that repetition deepens the impression of the soul and the mind. And so it says, ye are the temple of God. There shall in no wise enter into it anything unclean. The knowledge that man is to be a temple for God, a habitation for the revealing of his glory, should be the highest incentive to the care and development of our physical powers. Fearfully and wonderfully, as the Creator wrought in the human frame, and he bids us make it our study, understand its needs, and act our part in persevering it from, in preserving it from harm and defilement. We want to let you know, if this is the first time on the line, if this is your 100th time on the line, if this is your 2,000th time on the line, we want to say we are here for the Health Thursday, right? Which we know is the what? The right arm of the gospel. And we have to start with our body, which is the temple of God. Because you can't present the health message if your body look raggedy. Mm-hmm. Who want to listen to somebody? You're not going to listen to somebody that, you know, they have all of these things going on and they're going to try to tell you, you know, oh, you need to eat this. No. Now, they can tell you after they have utilized and they can come and give you a testimony and say, I had so many things happening to me. And this is what the lady that I told you just came out of surgery, and she said, you know, I was on my dying bed. This is what she said. She said, my mother used to always tell me that what you eat is going to be your detriment. And, oh, Lord, because you don't want to see, just meet somebody and say, oh, you're not supposed to eat it. And girl and young men and ladies and gentlemen, I was able to share. I said, yeah, you know, to hear you talk about nutrition, right, what you're eating is impacting your health. I said, we got to be mindful of what we're eating. I just met the woman. I've never seen any of these women. The other older lady said to me, your face looks familiar. Where do you go to church? And I was able to, that was the wedge again. I go to Castle Hill Seventh-day Adventist Church, and whenever I'm up here, whatever, I go up here and stuff. And the lady was intrigued, and she had a word because she was telling me, she said, God is serious about that Sabbath day. We are to keep it holy. Amen, amen, and amen. People are hungry. And she told me about Hebrews. She said, even for, you know, she said, he's serious about, you know, what are some of the things we're not supposed to do on the Sabbath day. We're to keep it holy. And so for Seventh-day Sabbath, amen, the seed was planted. So I thank God for that opportunity. And I thank God for allowing me to tell. So she's all right. I was like, yeah, what we're eating is it can be detrimental to our health. It says, oh, Sister Consonelli, you're going to love this. And this is the Holy Spirit. This is not me because my little monkey brain can't come up with this. The next portion is called the circulation of blood. Didn't Sister Consonelli talk about that? The circulation of the blood. In order to have good health, we must have good blood. For the blood is the current of life. It repairs waste and nourishes the body. When supplied with the proper food elements and when cleansed and vitalized by contact with pure air, it carries life and vigor to every part of the system. Last week we talked about the organs, right, and how the organs, all the organs are in harmony of one another. And if one is being impacted, the rest of the body is going to be impacted. So this week we're talking about the life of those organs is within the what? The blood, right? It carries the life and vigor to every part of the system. The more perfect the circulation, the better will this work be accomplished. At every pulsation of the heart, the blood should make its way quickly and easily to all parts of the body. Its circulation should not be hindered by tight clothing or bands or by insufficient clothing of the extremities. Let me read this again because this to me, Sister Paula, I don't know if you are hearing that. I'm hearing about dress reform in here. It says, and every pulsation of the heart, the blood, should make its way quickly and easily to all parts of the body. Its circulation should not be hindered by tight clothing or bands or by insufficient clothing of the extremities. Whatever hinders the circulation forces the blood back to the vital organs, producing congestion, headaches, cough, palpitation of the heart, or indigestion is often the result. Oh, my goodness. This, you know, Sister Ellen G. White was just, God has certainly used her. Because we, I mean, it's saying that if the body is being restricted, then the blood is unable to circulate to go to the different parts of the body. Mercy, mercy, mercy. And then this will cause us to have ailments, right? Congestion and headaches and cough and heart palpitation and indigestion. Now let's look at respiration. That's the next portion. It says, in order to have good blood, we must breathe well. So if this is telling us that we must breathe well, that means that there are opportunities where we're not breathing well, right? So the opposite is also true, right? Full deep inspirations of pure air, which fill the lungs with oxygen, purify the blood. And that's where we talk about the eight doctors that makes house calls, exercising outside, walking, just walking. Just walking in the air is beneficial to our entire body, to our lungs, to the oxygen coming in so that our blood can be purified. They impart to it a bright color and send it a life-giving current to every part of the body. A good respiration soothes the nerves. It stimulates the appetite and renders digestion more perfect, and it induces sound, refreshing sleep. The lungs should be allowed the great freedom possible. Their capacity is developed by free action. It diminishes if they are cramped and compressed. Hence, the ill effects of the praxis so common, especially in sedentary pursuits. I can't say that word. In sedentary pursuits of stooping at one's work. So that means we need to be moving, right? Many times we find ourselves stationary. We're sitting down at a desk or sitting down in a chair. And this is saying that we need to move. We need to move around, right? so that the blood is able to circulate freely within the body. In this position, it is impossible to breathe deeply. In this position, it is impossible to what? Breathe deeply. Superficial breathing soon becomes a habit, and the lungs lose their power to expand. A habit and the lungs lose, oh, I'm repeating. Superficial breathing soon becomes a habit, and the lungs lose their power to expand. A similar effect is produced by tight lacing. Sufficient room is not given to the lower part of the chest, the abdominal muscles, yeah, that's the word, the abdominal muscles, which were designed to aid in breathing, do not have full play, and the lungs are restricted in their action. So we got to make sure that we're breathing right. We're developing and building up this lung. Thus, an insufficient supply of oxygen is received. The blood moves sluggishly. The waste poisonous matter, which should be thrown off in the exhalation from the lungs, is retained, and the blood comes impure. That was a little choppy, so I will read that again. Thus, an insufficient supply of oxygen is received. The blood moves sluggishly. The waste poisonous matter, which should be thrown off in the exhalations from the lungs, so we need to breathe to develop those lungs, is retained, and the blood becomes impure. Not only the lungs, but the stomach, the liver, and brain are affected. The skin becomes sallow, digestion is retarded, the heart is depressed, the brain is clouded, the thoughts are confused, gloom settles upon the spirit, the whole system becomes depressed and inactive, and peculiarly susceptible to disease. The thoughts are confused, gloom settles upon the spirit, the whole system becomes depressed and inactive, and peculiarly susceptible. I don't know what's going on with my tongue today. The thoughts are confused, gloom settles upon the spirit, the whole system becomes depressed and inactive, and peculiarly susceptible to disease. There goes that word. Thank you, Heavenly Father. The lungs are consistently throwing off impurities, and they need to be constantly supplied with fresh air. Impure air does not afford the necessary supply of oxygen. And the blood passes to the brain and other organs without being vitalized. Hence the necessity of thorough ventilation. Is that a part of the eight doctors that makes house call, the ear? So we went through nutrition, we went through exercise, we went through the ear being circulated in our home. And we know that our body is made up of majority of water, so we have to drink enough water so that blood can circulate. So you see how all of that are connected. Amen? Amen and amen. It says, to live in close, ill-ventilated rooms where the air is dead and vitiated, right? It says to live in close, ill-ventilated rooms where the air is dead and vitiated weakens the entire system. It becomes peculiarly sensitive to the influence of cold, and a slight exposure induces disease. It is close confinement indoors that makes many women pale and feeble. I'm going to say this again for the woman. It is close confinement indoors that makes many women pale and feeble. They breathe the same air over and over until it becomes laden
with poisonous matter thrown off through the lungs and pores, and impurities are thus conveyed up the blood. My next portion is ventilation and sunlight. We touching on the eight doctors that make house fog, right?
Yes. Amen.
Am I able to read this other portion, Sister Powell? I read this last paragraph?
No. Yeah, time is up. We will just stop at this portion, and then we give O'Neill. We just have 1 minute for the stop point.
All right, so I'll just finish this paragraph, and then I'll defer back to you. Okay. All right.
Okay.
It says, in the construction of buildings, whether for public purposes or as dwelling, I know many of us are looking to move into the country. This is important. Care should be taken to provide for good ventilation and plenty of sunlight. Churches and schoolrooms are often faulty in this respect. Neglect of proper ventilation is responsible for much of the drowsiness and dullness that destroy the effect of many a sermon and make the teacher's work toilsome and ineffective. So far as possible, all buildings intended for human habitation should be placed on high, well-drained ground. This will ensure a dry site and prevent the danger of disease from dampness and miasma. This matter is often too lightly regarded. Continuous ill health, serious diseases, and many deaths result from the dampness and malaria of low-lying, ill-drained situations. In the building of houses, it is easily important to secure thorough ventilation and plenty of sunlight. Let there be a current of air and an abundance of light in every room in the house. Sleeping rooms should be so arranged as to have a free circulation of air day and night. No room is fit to be occupied as a sleeping room unless it can be thrown open daily to the air and sunshine. In most countries, bedrooms need to be supplied with conveniences for heating that they may be thoroughly warmed and dried in cold or wet winter weather. The guest chamber should have equal care with the rooms intended for constant use. Like the other bedrooms, it should have air and sunshine and should be provided with some means of heating to dry out the dampness that always accumulates in a room not in constant use. Whoever sleeps in a sunless room or occupies a bed that has not been thoroughly dried and aired does so at the risk of health and often of life. So, Sister Powell, I'm going to stop here today, and then we will pick up, we'll defer to Brother Eli, Brother O'Neill, and if anyone have any comments, feedback, or takeaways, Sister Powell, you can also raise your hand so Sister Powell could allow you to partake in this. This is powerful. You know, we've gotten a whole lot of information about the hygiene of, you know, the general hygiene of what we're supposed to be employing, the fact that our bodies are temples, the fact that we are to be utilizing the eight doctors that makes house calls at all times. And also, when we invite individuals in our home, we should make sure that they are able to experience those eight doctors that make house calls. Thank you so much, Sister Powell, for allowing me to share this. And I thank the Holy Spirit for moving as it pertains to this. It is very important. Now we can go out and we can make sure that we're building, doing those exercises for those lungs, that we're breathing properly, that we're moving, and we're not in a sedentary mode while we're in the house or even while we're working. Amen and amen.
Amen, 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 amen. Thank you, Sister Stephanie, for that presentation, natural general hygiene. And our brothers and sisters, we are encouraging you, go back to do that study. We thank everyone tonight who's here. And we got the 8 doctors tip, the 8 national tip that we are supposed to follow. And everyone on the line had shared their various experience and how good to be obedient to all these laws. Thank you again for sharing. Now open a line, you know, as the end program for Brother O'Neill, 631-552, your line is open.
Blessing, good night, my brothers and sisters. Thank you, Sister Stephanie, for your presentation. Thank you, Sister Paul, for opening up my line. It's truly a blessing to be on the line. We're living in a time where Daniel have said that at the time of their knowledge, man shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall increase. And the Bible also say in Hosea, my people, Hosea chapter 4, verse 6, my people are destroyed because of what? Lack of knowledge. Not because knowledge is unavailable, because they are rejecting knowledge. Let's share something. It says, who is steering the Great Reset narrative? General Flynn. General Flynn, a former general of the U.S. Army, he has been an advocate since this thing happened, and he has given a speech sharing those who are pushing the Great Recess agenda. And Mark Zuckerberg, he named Clark Schwab. You know who's Clark Schwab? Clark Schwab is the person who is in charge of the IMF. He's the man that runs the International Monetary Fund. He's also the founder. He's also one of the persons that chair the Great Reset. The summit. What the name again? I forgot that name out of my head. They just held it in September of this year. It's a thing that they are normally gear at with all the leaders of the world come together, and they speak on how they can make in their lives that how they can make a better world for humanity. And we know it came from the devil when he said to Jesus, if you fall down and worship me, I'll give you all these things. And we know that Satan owns nothing. He's a thief, he's a liar. Next point I want to share is a little thing that I'm in a group, and they shared this thing. He said, these are the leaders of the world, and hear what their comments are. I'll tell you them by name. Justin Trudeau, I will shut down your bank account. That happened to many of the truckers. Many of the people that was donating to the trucker rally, that was going on in the city there, they shut down some of their account because they should not. They say they are funding terrorists. These people are protesting against the draconian policy, and people who donate to them, they froze their account. We know that with Facebook. Facebook, I will shut down your social media. We know who is Facebook leader, Mark Zuckerberg. We know, to mention, Justin Trudeau is also a devoted Catholic as well. We have this next person that is on all the media. I will shut down your social life. And we know who is that, Anthony Fauci. We need to shut down the country because we have a surge. We have a new variant coming, so we need to shut down. We need to push this mandate narrative. Then we have our president. I will shut down your electric car with our powers. That's what he says. And you know what he's doing. He's also a devoted Catholic as well. And the man that has invested $20 billion in vaccine. And he has surpassed that investment already, that he has invested in vaccine. That is Bill Gates. And he also is the leading farmland owner in United States of America. He have the most farmland. And he's also funding Monsanto as well. And the Impossible Burger, that Impossible Company, they make, they claim to make vegan food, natural food, but it's also meat-based. He also fund them as well, a shareholder in Impossible. He said in his statement, "I will shut down your farmland." That's what, because he have the most farmland. And then we have Klaus Schwab. He said, "You will own nothing and you will be happy." That was it. The early meeting that they have is the World Economic Forum and the Great Reset, which the Pope endorsed as well, because the Great Reset is to help to ascend the papacy back to their domination. And their great movement is to control. I'm going to read something from the Bible, the great book that God shared me. And I was listening to the story of Job, chapter 4. Job chapter 4, from verse 17. Job chapter 4, from verse, I read from verse 13. 13 to 21. You have to say, "In thoughts from the vision of the night, when deep sleep falleth on me," I'm at verse 13 of Job chapter 4. "Fear came upon me, and trembling, which made all my bones to shake. Then a spirit passed before my face, and the air of my flesh stood up." Verse 15. I'm at 16 now. It says, "It stood still, but I could not discern the form thereof. An image was before my eyes. There was silence, and I heard a voice saying," you hear what the voice saying, and listen this carefully. Remember, these men seem as if they are in control of everything, but hear what God says to Job in this vision. He says, verse 17, "Shall mortal man be more just than God? Shall man be more pure than his maker?" Hear what he says in verse 18. "Behold, he put no trust in his servants, and his angels he charged with what folly." Verse 19. You know that the fallen agents, right? That claim that they have a better government headed by Lucifer and want to join forces with him. And we see the old world is wandering after the beast right now, because we see in Revelation 13 that is the scenario that we are seeing. We see the COVID lockdown, and the whole world was for it. Leaders that was not for it was killed. And in 80, the Asian president, no vaccine was coming into 80, and then suddenly, man come in and assassinate the Asian president. A place in Africa, I don't remember the name out of my head, that president was also a biologist. And he did a test with a vaccine and injected it into a goat. And the goat tested positive of COVID. And he says he will not give his people in his country these policies and all that. And all of a sudden, he died. And the person that caused him to die was the opposition leader at that time. I'm going to finish the statement, and then I go to some time. He says, verse 19, "How much less in them that dwell in houses of clay." Where we dwell in what? Man formed from the dust of what? This is Genesis we are hearing right now. God formed man in Genesis chapter 2, verse 7, from the dust of the ground, and breathed into their nostril his breath, and they will become a what? Living soul. So hear what he said. I'm going to read up that statement. "How how much less in them that dwell in houses. Where are we dwelling? In houses of clay. From ashes to ashes, dust. When we die, we go back to what? Our physical, the physical body. Go back. But the spirit go back to who? In charge, God. It says, whose foundation is in the dust. Where our foundation is what? In the dust, which are crushed before the mat. Verse 20. They are destroyed from morning to evening. They perish forever without any regarding it. And we see Malachi chapter 4 here, what's going to happen to the wicked and Satan. It says, verse 21, in closing, it says, doeth not their excellence which is in them go away, and they die even without wisdom? What? This is the word of God here. So in spite of what we see men are doing in this world right now, we see what the Bible says about
God is our maker.
And that's why the psalmist says in Psalms 100, verse 4, know ye that the Lord, he has made us and not we ourselves. Why we think we are wiser than God? He says, do it not the excellence which is in them go away. You want to name all of them that claim to be Aleister Crowley and all these people that claim that they're in charge of their own life? Yeah? Telling, do it not their excellence which is in them go away. It didn't go away. And they die even without wisdom. Because the Bible says the fool Satan is that there is no God. So he's a fool. So don't judge people based on their university degree. Because the beginning of the fear of the Lord is what? The beginning of wisdom. If men do not fear God, they're lacking in wisdom. So I just pause to share that with you. There are a lot more things going on. And I pause to share that with you. And I pray that as I share that, it's something that impact me and it humble me in such a way. So I have to share with you. So I want you to all keep praying for me and praying for my ministry. And a lot of testimony I'm hearing based on the stuff that we have been making. And it has been helping a lot of people. So thank you, Sister Paula. Thank you, Sister Stephanie. And all those who are on the line that take the time of what I have to share.
Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Brother Anil, for joining Plant and Core, brothers and sisters who are here. We go a little over, but we are blessed tonight to have Brother Anil. Yeah, you know, this is our news report, brothers and sisters, because it's going on. And thanks, Sister Steffi, for our presentation. And if there is anyone who would like to, you know, comment over both Brother Anil and Sister Stephanie, we would give you the opportunity, brother. It may be a little over the time, but, you know, this is very interesting for us to know what is happening, especially in the world, what the money man, you know, all these money men, they are the ones who are in God, think they're in control, but we know God is the one who is in control. And as our dear beloved had read about Joel 13:21, go back and read it, because you know what? God is the one who had made us in the image and likeness of ourselves, and he is the one who is in control of the world. And all those money men think that their money, but what did God told us? That one day soon and very soon, all those money that they have bribing and hiding and stealing and lying, that it won't be of any use to them. So if anyone would like to come have a comment, brothers and sisters, I would ask you, please, if you could, you know, take off yourself off the line and press #1 to ask a question. And if there is no one else, you know, we will just close and we leave all the praise report for tomorrow night, where we'll be Sabbath, that we can come on and share. And I just want to thank everyone tonight who joined and participate, because I think this line is a line that everyone should get the opportunity, you know, to participate and to share and to give praise and their testimony of praise and praise report, and also presenting of this word of God, so that we will be well equipped to follow his word. So I have not seen anyone press number one, take off yourself if you have a question, a query, something that you did not understand in the presentation and you want to be clear, you can take off yourself and ask Brother Sister Stephanie and I will open the line. Or if you want to ask Brother O'Neill a question that you did not quite understand when he was reading, or the news report that he had presented, you can take off yourself and ask for a time. You just have a few minutes over time that we can just close. And if there is not, I give you the chance. I just want to thank everyone. And brothers and sisters, I thank you for praying for me, Sister Powell, as we lost our dear beloved loved one. She is gone, and we have to think about the younger one. And we were grateful to God that he had carried us safely and brought us back here safely. And I surely, brother, and I will give you a further report another time, but I surely have lifted up the word of God. And with presenting him, I did not shut him up, you know, and say that because I was under a different places and, you know what, there were people come to me and said, boy, I love to hear that speech. And I want to give God thanks, because I know it's Sister Powell who can't talk. Sister Powell who do not know anything, but God had lead me and direct me so that I can present the light wherever I go. And I've been blessed through that. So I thank everyone tonight for praying. And I will, you know, share tonight that open the line and ask for just a closing prayer. Give everyone the opportunity. I'm going to give the speaker a chance if to pray for us to close. 240, your line is open. Can you thank you again for closing for us with a closing prayer? And give thanks. 240, your line is open. 988, we would like to...
All right, amen, amen. Amen. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you, and we just want to say thank you. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for the word, for using your manservant, Lord, with power and with might by presenting your message and showing how it's connected to the world. Lord, we know that there's so many things that are going on, Lord. We have heard the reports tonight, and I've heard them where they were even saying that they have found that they have been HIV. The virus is also in the vaccine, and individuals are coming up with that. We know that as the what is his name? With, Prince, is it Prince William or Prince Harry? And his wife Kate. They're actually on Jamaican soil right now. And he has also called for individuals to go and get tested for HIV, regardless if they felt like they came in contact. And so we know that. You said that the merchants of the world, right, and the wealthy of the world are going to want to give us and dictate to us, Heavenly Father. But we pray that we will keep our eyes upon you, knowing that we will stand for thus saith the Lord, knowing that you promised that there will be no weapon that will form against your people that will prosper, Lord. So help us, Lord, to be vigilant. Help us, Heavenly Father, to keep our eyes wide open and not wide shut. And we pray that as we leave today, you will continue to abide with us, agitate us, Lord, so that we can see our need for you and know that business will not be the same. But we ask you, Heavenly Father, we plead, Lord, that you will fall afresh on us, Lord. Give us a double portion of your Holy Spirit. Give us revival and reformation. And as we leave, Lord, we pray that you will not allow us to leave the same, but you will agitate our hearts, so that we will be hearer and we will be doer, and not just hearer. We will profess your goodness and your second coming. And we ask you, Heavenly Father, to help us, Lord, to be more like you.
As we leave, Lord, we ask you not to depart from us, Heavenly Father, but we pray that you will abide with us as we tarry with you. Thank you, Lord, for raising up your manservant and bringing that powerful word today. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, baby. Thank you, my dear. Let the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our redeemer. Thank God. Thank you, my dear beloved, for everyone. And let us be ready and, you know, ready and prepare for tomorrow night to bring in the Sabbath on this line. Thank you again. God bless and have a blessed night. We will now close as we have our last, the last prayer and our meditation.